Good evening. My name is Lisette and I'm your host. Tonight we continue on prayers, decrees, and confessions for increase by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. We are on still chapter two, decrees for increase. I still want that increase. Scripture verse that we're starting with is 1 Corinthians 3:6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Let's talk about this for a second. In the NLT version, it says, let me find it in the Bible here. It says, I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollo watered it, but it was God who made it grow. And here, Paul planted the seed of the good news, his messages to the people. He was a missionary pioneer, and he brought messages of salvation. Apollo watered the seed, and here's what, so it is our duty to bring a message to people, and then God will water it and it'll grow in time. That seed will grow in people's hearts. They'll remember what you said. They'll remember, we're in times where people need hope. And so they'll remember what you spoke about and how you took the time to just sow a seed. And you know what? We're not in times where we can really hug people. But just acknowledge people, and that makes a difference in people's lives. Acknowledge, hi, how are you? Eye contact. Be friendly, be kind. We're in 2021 where so much death has happened and sudden lives lost, and suicide is on the rise because of this COVID. Let's not waste any time and let's just share the love of Christ. And you don't have to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just love on people. Give them eye contact. Say, hey, how are you doing? Anyway, so back on the scripture, let's make a declaration. Lord, I receive increase from you, every seed that's been sown to equip and grow me as a saint. I decree I reap its harvest because you increase me in the name of Jesus. Job 29:18 says, then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. I decree that I'm satisfied with long life, and my days are multiplied as the sand. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 30:19 says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, and I also glorify them. And they shall not be small. Lord, I decree the voice of thanksgiving over my life and over my city multiply. Those who will praise you and glorify yourself in us. I call forth multitudes of saints who will praise you in the name of Jesus. And it's once again, he's talking about being thankful and praising him. How many times? Hey, if you're alive, we need to be grateful. Thank you for awakening me. Thank you for the breath in my lungs. Thank you that you've made a way for me to get through this day. Thank you that my family is healthy for those that are healthy. Thank you that I have a bed to lie on. Thank you that I'm not dead. Thank you that I'm standing. Thank you, Lord. So important. that we live in thanksgiving. We're in the time where we need to live in thanksgiving. Jeremiah 33:22, and it says, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. I decree the tabernacle of David is being rebuilt in my city. Lord, multiply ministering priests. I summons singers, ministerials, psalmists, trumpeters, and David team in Jesus' name. That's a whole choir they're talking about. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God bless you. Until the next hour, we will see you on the next segment. Bye-bye.